The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Wisconsin milk was worth $15.20 per hundredweight in July and is believed to have increased by a dollar in August. Although the official August number isn't in yet, it's expected to be the largest price increase from July to August this year among the U.S.'s top 10 dairy states. The prices are also about $4 higher than at this time last year. Rick Althaus operates a 220-cow dairy operation in rural Cuba City in Lafayette County. He has had to use loan money to get by. He says prices passing the $16 mark will be enough to make his life a little less stressful, but not for long.
You know, the comfort zone that we were used to having isn't there anymore. And, you know, the future, we've got a couple of good months here, but the futures after that don't look good anymore. So it's kind of back to where we were before.
Near Rio in Columbia County, Ralph Levzo runs a 170-cow operation. Right now, he says with prices in the $16.20 per hundredweight range, he'll likely continue to break even.
We're staying afloat, but we're not recovering anything from last year, and it still makes it difficult to purchase new machinery or try to replace some. We're looking at a few pieces, but, you know, we don't replace them unless we have to.
Dairy market specialist Bob Kropp says dairy farmers probably need prices in the $17 to $18 per hundredweight range to begin making money again. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.